Well, good morning to you this Palm Sunday. How lovely to be together this morning to worship God and to sing praise. So I hope you've got the order of service in front of you. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Give us the joy of your saving help and sustain us with your life-giving spirit. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then show our love for him by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. You raised the dead to life in the spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You make one by your spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
And our first reading is from Zechariah chapter 9, beginning at verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you to double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now, if you've got a cross to hand, now would be the time to reach for it. If you haven't, but you have got the order of service in front of you, there's a palm cross printed there. Or failing any of that, you can make the mark of the cross on the palm of your hand. Dear friends in Christ, during Lent, we have been preparing by works of love and self-sacrifice for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today we come together to begin this solemn celebration in union with the Church throughout the world. Christ enters his own city to complete his work as our Saviour, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Let us go with him in faith and in love, so that united with him in his sufferings, we may share his risen life. And so with our cross before us, we pray, God, our Saviour, whose Son, Jesus Christ, entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let the cross be for us the sign of his victory, and grant that we who bear it in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Well, we're not going to try and process around our homes. Well, you can if you like. But we are going to listen to All Glory, Lord, and Honour. And if you want to join in with it, the words are there in front of you on the order of service.
And our epistle this morning is from Philippians chapter 2, beginning at the 5th verse. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the collect for the day. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love toward the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
And our gospel reading comes from Mark chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
As I wrote in my latest magazine article, during this past year, I have got to grips with a whole new vocabulary. I now use words like unprecedented, shielding, roadmap, bubble, and Zoom on an almost daily basis. But sadly, I have also heard words like isolated, lonely, despair, and hunger used with greater regularity. Children as young as our grandson are being taught the difference between sadness and depression, encouraged to think about their mental health and to talk about the things that make them worried and afraid. And at the same time, we hear about the reduction of the R number, the success of the vaccine program, and cautiously, very cautiously, we are being told that there is light at the end of the tunnel. In other words, there is hope. Hope. It seems to me that life is like a game of snakes and ladders. One moment we're climbing hopefully up the rungs of the ladder, and the next we're spiraling down the scaly body of the snake. We move from disappointment and despair to hope and joy, back to despair, only to be revived and encouraged by hope once more. And in many ways, The snakes and ladders effect perfectly sums up the journey from Palm Sunday through Holy Week. If we make the journey through Holy Week, we experience all the highs and lows, the triumph, the intimacy, the grief, the betrayal, the fear, the confusion, the despair, the loss, the disbelief. And if we make it right through the week to Easter Day, the hope, the joy, the celebration. For some of us, Palm Sunday usually involves holding our palm cross. Some of us would be used to processing around the church, singing. I remember as a child how we would make giant palm branches out of newspaper and green sugar paper and wave them threateningly over one another's heads. And then we would shout Hosanna as loudly as we could. I'm not sure we really knew what Hosanna meant. It was rather like saying hurrah or three cheers or well done. But that would seem slightly too restrained and British. But of course, Hosanna doesn't really mean that at all. In Hebrew, it means save us. Save us now. It's taken from one of the great Psalms of Ascent, Psalm 118. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. It is both a prayer to God and a blessing. Mark's version of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem is pretty muted compared to the other gospel writers. Mark doesn't actually mention any palms being waved, only leafy branches and a carpet of cloaks. The donkey is also missing. The disciples are told to bring an unbroken colt to Jesus. And this procession does not begin in Jerusalem, but in Bethphage. The crowd that follows Jesus comes with him from the villages into the city. And this probably wasn't the only procession coming into Jerusalem on that day. Several scholars note that every year during the Passover festival, pilgrims streamed into Jerusalem. The population grew from about 50,000 people to 200,000 people. As a visual demonstration of his power and his might, the Roman governor would process into Jerusalem with the Roman army. The crowds would have had no doubt as to who was in charge. The pilgrims might be celebrating their liberation from slavery into freedom hundreds of years before, but that was then. There was no chance of escaping from the might of the Roman Empire now. And then, in contrast, there is Jesus. He comes to Jerusalem as a pilgrim, as a worshipper. It's the Passover festival, that great reminder that God saved his people from slavery in Egypt and that he will save them again, and that God's means of salvation is Jesus himself. Jesus isn't riding a stallion, a war horse, as if he were leading troops into battle. He's on a colt, an unbroken, troublesome animal. An animal employed to carry heavy loads, an animal used to serve the needs of human beings. Jesus enters Jerusalem surrounded by a pilgrim throng, shouting praises to God, waving leafy branches and lining the road with their cloaks. The crowd are welcoming Jesus into the city as they would welcome a prophet, a messianic leader. Their actions show that they believe that they will soon be free from Roman oppression. And it's true, the people will soon be free from a tyrant's oppression, but the enemy is not Rome. The enemy that will be defeated is Satan and sin and death. Nothing will obstruct the divinely ordained death of Jesus, the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. Jesus came defenceless, and weaponless into Jerusalem, looking like an unlikely king riding on a colt. Unlike the Roman emperor, Jesus does not rule by force or by coercion or by terror. His rule is the rule of love, and his way is the way of humility, perseverance, obedience, and sacrifice. Today is the first day in a week that we remember Jesus as King. By the end of the week, he will be wearing a purple robe and a crown of thorns. He will be given the title, the King of the Jews, given to him by the greatest power on earth at the time. And then he will be nailed to a cross. And as I think about this story and contemplate Jesus as King, what is my response? Is it hope or despair? Is it worship and adoration? Or am I like the crowd who quickly disappear with the cries of worship still on their lips, leaving Jesus alone? This Palm Sunday, there is only one thing I want to say. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus, the Messiah, reigns.
You are the King of Glory. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. You're the Son of Righteousness. Angels bow down before you, worship and adore, for you have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns.
Let's turn now to prayer. And after each short prayer, the response at the words, God of mercy, is, forgive us and help us. God of mercy, forgive us and help us. And so we pray for those in authority, for those who make laws and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy. God of mercy, forgive us and help us. We pray for the peace of the nations, remembering today especially the people of Myanmar and their leaders. We pray for all who even today would still make Jerusalem a battleground. God of mercy, forgive us and help us. We pray that we may have the courage and the honesty to work openly for justice and peace for all your children. We pray for aid agencies and non-governmental organizations around the world struggling to fund the work on which so many depend. We pray for a generous response from governments and people. God of mercy, forgive us and help us. We pray that we may know how to support and encourage all those who, weighed down with hardship or doubt or sorrow, feel that God is far from them. Help us, Lord, to know that you are not far from us. And help us to share that certainty with others. God of mercy, forgive us and help us. We pray for the sick, remembering especially Pam, Jack, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Vera, Stephen, Adrian, Jean, Jane, Olwyn, Alan, Rosemary, Ryan, Andrew, Margaret, Ilana, and Clifford. May they and others known to us know your healing presence. God of mercy, forgive us and help us. And lastly, we give thanks for all who have died, all those whom we love but see no longer. And in the faith of Christ, we give thanks especially for the lives of Ola, Anne Williams, Doreen Checkets, Peter Richards, Mary Mayers, and all those who we remember with love and gratitude. And we pray that we, with them, may find mercy in the day of his coming. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Christ crucified, draw us to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning. Can I draw your attention to the many, many notices on the back of the sheet?
Especially the really interesting ones about the services. I'm saying this while I give Steph time to think up what the right answer should be. Particularly on next Sunday, Easter Day, the 8 o'clock service at Piddling in the Marsh, which should really have been...
It should really be Whistley or Cruise Mortured.
Depending on your point of view. And the one at 11:15 at Snoring in the Wold, which should really have been at...
Rackenford and Lockspear.
Oh, right. No, there we are. So I apologise for that. That was my fault, because I wrote it and I didn't know what the answer to the questions was at the time, and I forgot to ask. So anyway, so my apologies to Rackenford and Lockspear and all the other lovely places, which are really going to have a service. But I imagine there might be services at Piddling in the Marsh and Snoring in the Wold.
Yes.
And I'm sure they would be delighted to see you if you wanted to show up. And all the rest of it is there. Is the X Valley Easter Trail now up and running?
The X Valley Easter Trail is up and running, and the one at the rectory is still there. It hasn't blown away, so that's a bit of a miracle.
Yeah.
Do please join in with that and have a look at all the flower arrangements that are in all the different churches that are telling something of the Easter story. And if you make it to the rectory, you can have an Easter egg.
Oh, if I haven't got to them first.
Yes. And next week we've got a short service of Compline at 7:30 each night, Monday through to Friday, if you would like to join us.
If you're planning to join us for Compline by phone, it would be helpful if you could let us know soon, because we're going to use, we'll be able to send you a picture that goes with that and the text of Compline somehow. But the more notice we have, the more likely you are to get it in time. So we'll try and help with that if you want to join us on the phone. It will be much easier, though, to join us on Zoom if you've got a screen available.
And that's it. I'm off to Wisley. And
I'm off to St. Peter's.
So we all hope you have a very blessed day, and it's been lovely to see you.
Happy Palm Sunday, everybody. Happy Palm Sunday.